This is The Green Room, your weekly dose of arts and culture from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kate Botello.
And I'm David Castleman. Issuing a challenge to you, the listener, to write the scariest story you possibly can in just two sentences. We'll talk more about that later.
But our show today is all about storytelling, starting with Bookmania, which is coming to Traverse City. The 9-day event will feature author interviews, Q&A sessions, and other hangout opportunities for book lovers. And despite the name, organizer Doug Stanton says Bookmania isn't really about books, it's about great storytelling.
I don't think we're focusing on books. I think we're focusing on the power of great story to actually transform people. And I really do. And the book is just the vehicle which transmits the story into the culture.
Dan Wanchura caught up with a couple of authors coming to this year's Bookmania to hear more about their stories.
Sarah Chase doesn't exactly remember how it all happened. All of a sudden, she found herself sitting cross-legged on the desk of a bank clerk in Afghanistan. After covering the fall of the Taliban for NPR, Chase had decided to stay in Afghanistan and start a nonprofit there. When she refused to pay a bribe for a couple signatures, the bank clerk told her that she'd have to come back tomorrow.
And I said, fine, I'll wait here till tomorrow.
After a bit of commotion, Chase left the bank 10 minutes later with her paperwork in hand. But she says normal, everyday Afghanis don't have it so easy.
I was a white, foreigner with presumably 100,000 foreign troops behind me. So I was usually made an exception for. And what I really regret is that there was somebody else who was also waiting for his paperwork to be done, an old farmer, and I didn't stick around and say, fix his problem too.
It was experiences like that which eventually led Sarah Chase to write the book Thieves of State, Why Corruption Threatens Global Security. She says everyone agrees corruption is bad. But when people in government bureaucracies get attached to specific goals, like establishing security or humanitarian aid, corruption tends to fade into the background.
Oh, well, we're willing to let some of the money, find its way into people's pockets so long as we can deliver our AIDS programming. Well, the problem is that then you're reinforcing the very corrupt structure that is causing the country to need outsiders to provide AIDS programming in the first place.
Chase served in various advisory roles, even working for the Joint Chiefs of Staff in 2010. In the end, though, she said her message just wasn't getting home. That's when she decided she needed to go beyond the dry political talk. She wrote her book not only to engage policymakers, but also the general public.
Citizens are responsible for how our public and private sector actors behave in this world.
Vanessa Diffenbaugh knows all about engaging the public. She's another author who's featured in the inaugural Bookmania. Her first novel, The Language of Flowers, centers around a child phasing out of the foster care system. Diffenbaugh is a foster parent herself. So far, the book has sold nearly 1 million copies. Diffenbaugh says the response was overwhelming.
And I found myself touring all over the country and facing, readers that had read my book become, emotionally invested in this issue and then wanted to know what they could do to help.
Unless you're willing to make a huge commitment, Diffenbaugh says, the foster care system is set up in a way that there's almost nothing you can do to help. That's why she started a network that allows individuals to interact with and even give financial support to youth transitioning to adulthood. Diffenbaugh will be at Bookmania to promote her second novel, We Never Asked for Wings. It highlights educational inequality and immigration reform. Vanessa Diffenbaugh views herself as an activist first and then an author.
When I look at other writers that I respect and admire, they're people like Alice Walker, who not only have an incredible body of writing, but have really used that to talk about some of the big issues of our time, and then lived a life that has inspired others to look at the way that they're living and working in the world.
She says writing about issues that she cares deeply about is essential when considering just how much time and effort go into writing each book. For The Green Room, I'm Dan Wanchura.
Vanessa and Sarah Chase will be at the National Writer Series event Bookmania, which starts next week in Traverse City. This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio.
It's the first Friday in October, and it's never too early to start thinking about Halloween, scary movies, or reading scary books. But sometimes you don't need a whole book to be terrifying. You can be scary in two sentences. And at IPR, we're issuing you a challenge. What's the scariest story you can tell in two lines?
And Kate, you asked some of us around the station for our own two-line scary stories.
I did, and it's been so much fun. Now, as an example, here's mine. The police made two mistakes when they arrested the so-called painless serial killer. They've got the wrong guy, and this is going to hurt a lot.
Ooh, very good.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, let's hear yours.
He raced a setting sun to escape the woods, but the darkness, like a steel door, locked him in.
Ooh, that's nice. That's spooky. Now, here's one from our general manager, Sally Isley.
At the cemetery, the wife's coffin was carefully lowered into the ground. Her husband, with tears in his eyes, respectfully tossed the first shovel of dirt into the hole, then walked away, alone and knowing she wasn't dead.
Let's hear yours. Leave your story on our comment line at 231-276-4444. Or send it in an email to ipr@interlochen.org. Or leave it on our Facebook page. And we just might read it on the show.
This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Michael Culler engineered the show. Peter Payette was our editor. Sally Isley is our executive producer. I'm Kate Botello.
I'm David Castleman. Good luck with your spooky stories.